Dan Horror with your host, the Mighty Griff.
We are back after the month-long vacation, the settling down of souls. I was just fucking tired and wore out. Quantra. I don't know about you.
Our quantra.
Yeah. Our yantra and our mantra.
We got our chi right.
I was burnt out. I didn't watch shit for a month. I just watched regular TV
and movies.
I
watched cat food commercials.
I ate cats.
Cat food commercials.
Cat food. But anyway, we're back refreshed. Still don't know or have any idea what we're doing, but we have a full house tonight, I guess you could say. My stepdaughter Mick is here. Tim's got his daughter with him, and returning to the show once again, Mr. Uncle Roy has joined us.
Yay!
Mr. Matt. Hi, Mr. Matt.
Mr. Man.
Mr. Man, Mr. Matt.
I don't get that.
Tim just polluted the side of the room with a really, really nice mustard gas fart.
Oh my God!
I'm kind of at a loss for words already. I didn't think it was going to happen this soon.
Well, there you go, folks. We've been away for a month, but yet we returned.
We need to get Inatub as our sponsor.
Inatub. Need to put that in the toilet.
It's like a greasy feeling on my skin.
Now you know what that little Vietnamese girl felt like when she was running down the street in that Vietnam footage.
Bok thai.
I'm a bitch. It's like fucking napalm.
Is your skin burning?
Yeah.
Bok thai.
See, the best advice is just to bring a jar of Vicks with you into the show and just do the corner rub underneath the nostrils.
We're going to eat the durian.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Tim's got some durian candy.
Yuck.
Did you eat it?
That actually tastes
good. What's it taste like?
It tastes like.
What's the picture on it? What's
tastes like dirty feet Play-Doh.
Ew!
If you don't know what a durian is, it's spelled D-U-R-I-A-N. It's like a
people have been
Asian
found dead because of this candy, and it makes you foam at the mouth.
It looks like a puffer fish.
They were selling it in the Chinese market. It's got to be good for you.
Oh yeah, there's so much in Chinese.
If you eat too much of it, it will make you foam at the mouth.
They had it right next to the chicken balls and the frog wieners.
That's actually pretty good.
I'm gonna try a bite of it.
Do
too.
It.
Oh gosh,
it's very inoffensive.
Don't die.
It's supposed to taste pretty great, but if you eat too much of it, they have found people dead from it in like the Philippines and
in
things.
In the natural foam. Raw form.
Yeah, and the foam in
this
the mouth.
This is in cookie dough form.
Really?
See, there's not even a warning label on it.
It's not bad.
And if there is, you couldn't read it.
Yeah, there's one on there. It's just in some
Pak-chang, Pak-chang, Pak-chang.
And that means don't eat it, fool.
But look at the big, juicy, spiny fruit on the front of it. It looks fucking delicious.
What kind of fruit is that?
And the letters are all glistening and covered in glitter.
It's a fruit that tastes, it's got like a consistency of custard.
I think if you rolled some of those pickled sausage in it and fucking deep fried it, it'd be delicious.
Bacon!
bacon.
Put that in, I think that needs to be deep fried or like baked.
Yeah, I can see that.
It's like already. I can make an apple pie out of that.
Oh, it's got like a. God, it's got like a gelatinous center that kind of. It's almost the consistency of earwax.
or semen.
The original, the actual fruit is this big spiny melon looking thing,
like Tim's ball sack.
But it's got the consistency of custard and smells like rotten onions. The
like my ball sack.
Mm. Andre Zimmer, the Weird Foods guy, has tried to eating it twice now in two different countries. And
I ate it once. I already ate it right there. He's a sissy.
You didn't eat. I'll go.
I just did. I just ate a piece of
durian.
You
go down to the Asian market and you buy the real fruit and bring that some bitch in.
They're not allowed in the U.S.
They are. I thought you said they had them down there.
They do.
They didn't have. They had them there?
Down at the river market.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck it. I'll throw in.
Remember, we were going to buy one and take it on and eat it.
Then I found the candy.
If it was bad, we were going to throw it out the back window.
And let the birds eat it?
Yes. Just chuck it. Feed it to the dog.
My burp smells like a garbage truck backed up in my mouth.
That's what your ass feels like.
Our dogs would eat that.
Our dogs eat cat shit, so yeah, they probably would eat that.
Tying.
Our dogs are crazy. Trust me. Especially Autumn.
You're a chucklehead.
No, I'm a shithead.
Hey!
Whoa, this ain't that kind of show.
That's why I love her.
Here comes social services, shutting it down.
We're going down!
Shut it down.
I'm going to make your mom listen to this.
Time.
I'm going to say, you got to listen to Michaela talk on the radio. She's got a mouth of a sailor.
I'm not cussing, though.
What'd you say?
Shit's not a dirty word.
Ship.
Oh.
You're
she
a ship head.
Ship. I heard her. She's a ship head. She said
ship. I said
ship.
They're right.
See, you said it again.
I said ship.
She's a fucking ship head.
Hey. Yeah. Watch your mouth.
A fucking ship head.
Fact. Watch your mouth.
That's a Boston.
A son of a biff.
Son of a biff.
Ship head.
She's a stranger in the Alps.
See, it don't take long for the show to go to the toilet, does it?
She's a stranger in the Alps.
Hey, speaking of the Alps, did you see that thing I posted on Facebook today about the Mount Everest?
That was nice. I'm sure there's a few people hunkered up there that nobody's found.
No, they found them all, but they just leave them there. They're all
what else are you
going to
do with them? They're frozen. It's not like they're going to thaw out for another couple of years.
But they use them.
They
use them as mountain markers on the summit. They're like, yeah, if you take a ride at the dead guy in the red outfit, and you'll see the blue guy and the dead guy in the blue outfit, and then you want to climb. It was just weird, man. It's just like,
That's how you get around south of Truman Road, Kansas City. Take a right turn at the guy in the red jumpsuit on the corner of 18th and
standing next to the guy with the needle hanging out of his arm.
Yeah.
People are crazy these days.
I know it.
They're just wacky.
Like
they're just silly.
This whole world's wacky.
They're just looking for a job.
Is that where they're crazy?
What else are you going to do if you're not working? Except hang out on the street corner and,
hey, if
you
I'm
know,
a hobo, I'm going to
show off
money
your
from
show
people.
Off your new $150 pair of tennis shoes and your $50 sport cap.
Buy these.
Hi.
Buy these, please.
Hi.
Hello. Oh, should we talk about the movies?
We should.
Let's talk about the movies.
Should.
There's been tons of them.
I watched Hatchet 3 today.
I liked it.
It was decent.
Good kills. The story was
sucked.
A turd. But, you know, what do you expect from that?
Daniel Harris's acting sucked.
Good traditional effects.
The cameos were pretty funny. Sid Haig was pretty cool. I thought I'd kick out of him. Definitely buy it or watch it for the gore and the special effects.
Yeah, oodles of that. It was fun in the theater.
I seen this one show.
What one show?
It was its mom's show. She watches it, and it was this really scary episode, and he was all like, play my game, and he wrote it in blood. It was like, play my game. Dude, you know I hate that movie. I hate you so much.
Oh, nobody's seen The Conjuring. Sorry.
No, I'm gonna go watch it this weekend. You wanna go see The Conjuring?
What's that?
Fuck Mama.
Oh my God, it's the best movie ever.
You probably won't handle The Conjuring.
Myself twice watching it. I couldn't play for 4 days.
What's it about though?
Ghosts.
Spirit.
No.
Spirits of the Wild. It's about durian infesting a house. That's what we should make a movie. Just call it Durian.
Have you ever seen...
Make a kaiju movie based on durian.
I'm sure there is, dude. Are you telling me that would make an awesome monster right there?
Throw some arms and legs.
Durian.
I can see an awesome... Actually,
durian. That's the shell of it. Mutated durian. Dude, I'm all over that.
And then when someone tries
then
to
I could
eat it, it
once
turns
it blows
into a
up,
monster.
I could start up a whole series of food mutant monsters.
That would be awesome.
Speaking
the banana splits.
What?
Speaking of ghosts.
Uh-huh.
No. Have you guys ever seen 13 Ghosts?
Nope, never heard of it.
I've seen the old William Castle one. But I
love that show.
Never seen it.
You watch it all the time, don't you?
Yes, I do. When except you also got rid of my favorite Hunger Games movie.
The Hunger Games movies suck.
No, not the Hunger Games.
Do you know there's a based off? Those are based off a book.
Battle Royale sucked.
Those are based off a book.
I love those movies. I know. I have a book.
I have a book, too.
Your dad traded those in for Any Which Way But Loose movies.
With Sandra Locken.
Me too. So, I watched The Fog on Blu-ray. Beautiful.
Crisp and clear.
Yes, it's actually better quality than the Blu-ray one that I got the Region 2 for. Hell of a lot better.
That's a first.
So,
America.
I agree, dude. I actually agree because that the Region 2 had that so dark you couldn't see the blues.
Well, it was kind of grainy.
It was weird.
In some spots it was kind of, but at the time that's all I could get. So I take what I could get.
They had that midnight blue. Anything, you know, Carpenter uses a lot of that midnight blue, and anytime he used that, everything was just black.
And the creme de la creme of the releases of last week was The Incredible Melting Man.
Yes!
Good God, talk about a beautiful film.
Uh-huh. I'm incredible, and I'm melting, and I'm also a man.
Today's show is sponsored by Ritalin.
You're having fun, aren't you?
Yes.
That's what it's all about.
Because I actually get to talk.
Okay. Well, you sit right there and
I'm
have fun.
I'm sitting right here. Quiet.
Actually, you know, you're giving more insight than me and Tim usually do on the show.
Yeah. We usually don't get that in depth on anything.
Yeah, we usually just fart and laugh at each other for an hour.
Yep.
That is so nice of you.
You got to lay out a turd somewhere at this point.
You want to watch The Incredible Melting Man with me in the morning?
Is it scary?
No.
Is it just normal?
Just a melting guy.
And he's incredible and he melts.
That's all he does. He just walks around and kills people and melts.
Sure.
Okay. That's all you need.
We'll watch it. Hey, we'll stop at the store tonight.
It's PG.
We'll stop.
Stop tonight and get some Count Chocula and some Frankenberry and go home and watch Melting Man in the morning.
Oh, boy.
What are you talking about with
cereal?
Cereal. Why would we need cereal?
Because what else are you going to watch on Saturday morning?
Oh.
You got to eat something.
We also have to get Honey Nut Cheerios.
Okay. You got to be healthy.
I'm going to have oat.
They're good for your heart.
I'm going to have oat nuts.
What are oak nuts?
Hey, we could get some chocolate syrup and spray on chocolate syrup on the
Count I'm going to get some new brand.
That wouldn't be healthy.
And we could put chocolate milk in that.
You know what? We should also get M&M's and make M&M chocolate cereal.
We could do that.
That'd be awesome. Hey.
You think your mom could take us to the hospital when our
hearts
implode?
Instead of milk, you could just use chocolate syrup.
Well, I mean, she could. I mean,
why don't we just replace the milk with Mountain Dew?
Awesome.
We'll just do Fruity Pebbles and Mountain Dew. How about that?
Talk about hibernation.
Get you a box of Cracker Jacks with one of the mobile defibrillators in it.
You guys going to build a fort, too?
That's tomorrow night.
Yeah, we're going to build a fort, and we're going to have a sleepover.
We're going to watch the three Smokey and the Bandit movies, and we're going to build a fort.
Eastbound down. Aren't we? Load it up and truck it.
See?
Eastbound.
That's all you
watch
need.
Your bandit run.
Good old Smokey.
All right. Good you want to bring time. It down for a little bit while I talk about this next movie?
Smokey time. Uh-oh.
Okay. Just this one movie.
Just
then
one
I'm
going
to get talkative again.
Well, actually, it's not one movie. I have a couple of movies to talk about.
Couple.
Fine.
Couple.
But
30.
They're not out yet. They're coming out.
I may be butting in.
You can buy me some for my birthday if you want.
I'm going to make you a cake with
autumn. She's going to make you She's going to make you a noodle necklace.
All right, as some of you may know, we've been off for a month, so there's been a couple of releases since then. Shout Factory has released Life Force and The Burning on combo packs, Blu-ray and DVD. They've also released a Chillers theater movie called Dead Souls, which I looked at the trailer of today, and it didn't look too promising. So, Ninja 3 The Domination came out. Why they put it in under a Scream Factory title, I don't know. But we also have Town That Dreaded Sundown and The Howling rounds out the releases that are out so far. Ones slated for release are Dark Angel, which is also, they come in peace, the Rutger Hauer, Dolph Lundgren flick. Swamp Thing, I think, comes out I think it comes out this Tuesday, but it's the PG version. It doesn't have the Adrian Barbeau booby scene in it. Q, the Winged Serpent. We got X-Ray and Schizoid, I think. Prince of Darkness, Day of the Dead. K- Cockneys versus Zombies, which is good.
That's a good one.
It's actually coming out. Yeah. Scanners 2, Scanners 3, Psycho 2, and Psycho 3. And then there's also Amityville Trilogy box set coming out. A Vincent Price box set coming out. 40th Anniversary Exorcist coming out. And a ton load of other things that I can't think of right now, but it's going to be a very, very expensive rest of the year.
Play my game.
Seems like a lot of stuff. Oh, and if anybody's interested, Scout Factory also has a couple of the four-pack movies coming out. There's like, what, The Vagrant and Cellar Dweller, some other ones coming out. But the, I guess Schizo was supposed to be on there, which is Lizard in the Woman's Skin. And it's been taken off due to legal issues, and they replaced it with whatever happened with Helen. So,
Ruh-roh.
Keep a lookout for those. But other than that, that's where it be.
What's Helen?
What's the matter with Helen?
No, I mean, what's that?
It's a movie.
Oh, like Hellboy?
Like who?
Like Hellboy?
Nah.
Except either scarier.
I don't know. But you know what we got to do now?
What?
We got to talk to Uncle Roy about his new show.
What?
Because he shows horror movies too, but he shows the good kinds of horror movies.
Like,
he shows the classic bad horror movies.
Like Walking Dead, that's a bad horror movie.
That's just bad in all generality.
I hate it. That that blonde girl should really die.
They should all die.
Yeah, she's especially the boy.
The blonde girl died.
She died.
Yeah, she got eaten.
Good, good. And so should the mayor.
The governor?
The governor got banned.
He can't kill him off. He's the main character.
Well, I mean, his daughter's a zombie.
That's all right.
She's dead.
She don't eat much.
Okay, let's move on to Uncle Roy's show. Let's hear about this amazing, incredible show of yours.
Boy.
And she hasn't even
watched
it.
Way up there, Matt.
Hi, Mark. You got a lot to live up to now.
Woo-hoo!
Wish that I could sell it that well.
Here's my dream.
Anyway.
Nestle in close, kids. I've got a dream.
Let's hear Uncle Roy.
Fan favorite and show favorite, Matt, Uncle Roy, has a new show airing on Cryptic TV.
Yes.
And it airs when?
It's, supposed to be Friday nights at 10 p.m., but we've had some technical issues the last few weeks, and it's not on tonight.
Those are growing pains.
Yes.
You're growing.
Exactly. That's what
you're
it is.
You're putting your big pants on.
You're just saying it'll be worth it when it finally comes out because you're going to have it looking right.
Exactly.
Instead of throwing slop out.
It looks right.
Much
right
like
now,
us.
It's a lot of, it's a lot like of audio issues is what's going on.
Well, nobody really. As long as you can see it, you can make up your own.
Yeah, just make up your own noises and shit.
He makes everything look right.
No, it's called Cinema Enema. I know there was already a show called that on, what was that cable station?
Exactly. Nobody knows.
G4.
Oh, TV, yeah.
That thing that
satellite.
Kevin Smith hosted.
Yeah.
But it's I think that's gone.
You spell yours with two E's.
I spell mine with two E's.
Not to be confused with Mr. Lobo's Cinema Insomnia.
That's true.
So
yep, I know who that is.
He doesn't have enema anywhere in his title.
No.
Some of his movies are enemas, but
true. He's a fellow.
Some of them are
horror
shit
host. Exactly. But
so
I don't know. Tonight was supposed to be Legend of Boggy Creek. We showed Angels Hard as They Come last week.
Now, are you in charge of picking the movies, or does that come from the...
I am. Yep.
You are. Right.
The heads.
And you also like to talk about them?
He's showing Hunger Games next week.
Yeah. I'm showing Hunger Games.
Don't say anything bad about that, because that's my favorite movie. Say anything bad
about it. It's a turd.
One Direction's his musical guest.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
No. One Direction.
Why doesn't she have a fucking microphone on? She's the one with the insight.
It's on.
Is it?
Right there. She just got to talk into it.
Why don't you talk?
She's too busy eating a styrofoam cup.
She's busy eating a styrofoam cup.
She's like halfway down. She's
like, glad to see my jeans are getting passed on.
She's like a goat over here.
She's
eating everything in front of her.
There's the whole package of delicious durian candies over here, and you're eating styrofoam.
From, what is it, Yuki Love?
Yuki.
Yuki.
Yuki and Love.
The sponsor is Yuki Love and their durian candy.
But and you also have music guests.
I do. Yeah.
Local. So if anybody
proud
from the
supporter
City
of
area,
local music.
Exactly. Yeah. If there's any bands out there in the KC area that want to, you know, they're they've been pushing about 150,000 viewers a day, and those are they're live viewers because it's a Roku kind of thing. But any local Kansas City bands that want to come on, they can come down and play in the.
Just get a hold of you on Facebook.
Yeah, exactly. In the studio, same studio. Work.
Or right. You can call him at.
It's really a big old abandoned
816.
There you go.
816.
He likes to be called. Actually, you can find him. The best time to reach him is like between the hours of 1 and 4:30 in the morning.
That's right.
That usually is the time you're up, though.
It is, yeah. Terrible sleeper. But I had David Hasselhoff on Acid. They were going to be on tonight, but.
And
issues.
Tim's wife.
Yeah.
Rocking the ukulele.
Uke toot.
She played the ukulele in a bathtub.
She's a puking ukester. That's her nickname. The puking ukester.
And I would say David Hasselhoff will be on next Friday. And we have a band called Mr. and the Mrs.
Who was that cool little guy you're going to have, too, that was had the amazing elastic wrist? What? We didn't get to catch him because we were grilling brats.
That guy's was calling himself Bike Power. I don't know a whole lot about him.
That's it.
It's kind of an acoustic, kind of a punk folk kind of thing.
That's a hell of a combination.
I don't really know how to explain it any more than that.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. He came and he played and nobody heard from him
and
since.
And his daughter flung fruit all over the fucking space.
That is true.
Left her apple wages and her
caramel. She was feeding the rats, I'm telling you.
There were some apple cores. And
she
we need to get that pig wagon out and paint it up for the More Horror Than Horror bus. That's
true.
We need our own little logo car to drive
we
around.
We need a food truck to broadcast and sell
durians
durian tacos.
Durian tacos.
There's an abandoned barbecue truck at the studio where we record. That
find out who that is.
Pig wagon on it.
Find out who's
is
that.
Perry is Perry the one that has the end on that? Who do I talk to about picking that truck up?
Perry is the guy that kind of oversees and takes care of the.
Perry's
buildings.
The guy with the key.
He's the guy with the key. That's as far as the connection goes that I'm aware
the man
of.
With the key.
He showed up. He had the key to let me in. Everything was good.
Life goes on.
I didn't question. You know, he knew where the toilet was. Knew how to turn it on. So.
Wait, you have to turn the toilet on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like with what?
It's an electric toilet.
You got to like get on the bicycle and you got to charge up the power box to where it flushes.
Yeah.
You have to reach in and scoop the poop out and throw it in a basket.
Oh, my God. That's disgusting.
You got to filter the water out.
You can actually
with
only flush half your poop. You have to take the other half out and throw it in the trash.
Wait, what if you flush it and then you wait and then you flush it again?
It won't work.
It won't work because it might take all of it down.
Because if you poop more than water, like if there's more poop than water, it won't. It just
it's an environmental stool.
What if you scoop it into a different toilet and flush it down?
There's only two toilets in the room. Or one toilet in the room.
Yeah. You can put it in the sink, but somebody comes in after you won't like that.
Yeah.
Well, I do that anyway.
Poop in the sink?
We break it down into our compost pile.
And if I had to.
You don't even flush the toilet at home. Why are you going to?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Sometimes.
I've seen your
the handle's broke, Daddy.
I've seen the kids swimming in there before.
Started flushing today.
No, you didn't.
I flushed today.
Well, that's good, and you're only, what, 11?
I'm 10.
Hey,
oh, well.
Hey, word of advice, break that habit before you get married.
Okay. Well, at least I don't stink up it.
Well,
stink up it.
I'm old. Stink I'm an old man.
His innards are rotten.
Yeah, my innards are all messed up.
You ought to see what he eats.
Is that why? Well, at least my farts smell worse than yours.
Actually, they do smell worse.
Yeah, mine smell like rotten eggs.
What do you think mine's going to smell like with durian putties collected in my colon?
Rotten fruit.
You know, this is the second time this show's gone down the toilet.
Mm-hmm. And we're in the first 10 minutes.
But at least I'm finally talking. I'm not sitting down just being quiet. I'm actually talking.
You could talk about Crypticon.
Yeah, we got Crypticon.
Oh, my gosh. I want to go to Crypticon.
See, now that's a professional segue right there.
It is a professional
segue. From flushing the shitter to
Crypticon.
To Crypticon.
I want to go to Crypticon
where Uncle Roy's going to be.
I will be there. Yep.
And Todd Sheets is also going to be there.
Mighty Todd Sheets. Todd, we were wondering about that.
Maybe we'll see you.
What are you rocking at the Crypticon, Todd?
What are you rocking at the Crypto?
I'll be there.
Well.
We're doing a little bit of promotion for House of Forbidden Secrets.
Are you going to have VHS copies of House?
No, but we are going to be screening the Request, which is the short film that we did for the Lionsgate High 8 thing.
You know,
and we also have Wayne's short film there.
Oh, it's going to be all finished up, right?
Yeah,
on.
Yeah, it's all done.
Nice.
You know, I'm a little let down that I wasn't asked to be involved in anything.
I thought you were already asked. I thought you knew you were supposed to be there.
No.
Why don't you open your damn eyeballs? We put the damn news out to all of you guys on Facebook. Hey, come down and hang out with us.
I didn't.
It costs to get in to hang out with you.
Not Crypticon. The film.
No, at the film. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I'll be at Crypticon.
I mean, I could take my shirt off and wear fake titty nipples like Sean.
Bing bong.
Nobody could do as good a job.
Nobody
as Sean.
He did great.
Hey,
jelly
you know,
over
if,
my
the,
chest.
You know,
those
I could
are
actually
all pointy. They were just like pointy.
If they're interested, I could actually put the authentic makeup.
I would go. I would go there. I wouldn't even wait.
Do
I would just go. There.
I would have it. I'll have it on display. You can actually come see the actual makeup that I wore in the
Why
movie.
Don't you just wear it there?
Just wear it.
I ain't getting back in that shit again, dude.
Come on,
dude. That thing's so.
Until
dude, it's still
midnight.
It's still got my tit hair stuck into the glue.
You don't have to use that old one. Get you some new ones.
Shit.
Those tit hairs make it worth more money to collect.
Dude, I tell you what.
Put
those guys.
Have
guys
that raffle that off at the table. At the jackalope table. Nip hair.
Those guys that did that makeup.
Get you a satchel of nip hair.
Those guys that put that on me, man, knew what they were doing because it was a fucking bitch getting off.
Oh, yeah.
And I was.
Those are professionals.
I had covered in cherries and whatever else, Lord knows.
Imagine if they wouldn't have shaved you like you wanted them to.
Oh,
just threw it off there.
Between the spirit gum and the cherry / brand mix.
Uncle Roy, we got to get you on the mailing list, buddy, because Tim can tell you we put it all over Facebook. We need extras. Come down to the Beast.
Do it.
We need to get you on there
next
so you can
film,
see,
if
man.
You have any sex orgy scenes or something, I'm there.
You'll be the only one in the sex orgy just flop around by yourself.
Yeah, there you go. No, I'm totally down. Send me
put that on
I
your
need
finger.
To
pickle
know.
Party.
No, like, put that on your finger and make it spin round and round.
Hanky's House of Horror.
Yeah. Pick your
30
chosen,
rooms
chosen color of eight, hanky at the door.
30 rooms, each one contains the horrors of a colored hanky.
Are you talking about the hanky I use as a napkin?
I think Jeff talked about cruising a lot.
Big,
I think
such a beautiful movie.
Big Roy's House of Toys.
There you go, boy.
They all come with a stick.
Yeah.
Are you talking
toys
about as a napkin or
toys on a stick?
Don't worry about it. We do stock AA.
You're
batteries.
Not watching cruising anytime soon, so don't worry about it.
Never gonna happen.
Jockstrap cowboy hats. Jockstrap cowboy hats.
Did I show you the list that I found?
Is that the extended list?
Oh yeah.
Go put some water in that.
Tim, have you seen the new list? These some bitches here were busy.
If you got a swatch of billiard green hanging out of your left pocket, you like.
You like
balls in your foot.
We should just start up a dubstep group and have a table at Crypticon. Just play dubstep the whole time.
Look at that list.
Let me see.
And it goes and it goes and
my
it goes.
My God. Look
at
that.
I bet there's at least 50.
What are they?
It's like rainbow bright.
Don't worry about what they are.
Fine.
Can you zoom that in? What's.
Oh, hell.
What's the diarrhea green mean?
Oh, gosh.
It's self-explanatory.
It's all self-explanatory when you read it.
Fill up my cup. Quarters for the.
You got posters ready to rock for that thing down there, Todd?
Here's a penny.
Give her the penny.
Should have had like a big cast thing set up. Had everybody that was in the movie down there signing posters for people.
Yeah, we were going to do that, but since it's still being, we're still not completely finished because you know how that goes. Behind the scenes politics. Yeah. It was supposed to be done by now. That's all I got to say.
Okay.
Bastards.
Load it up and chuck it. Watch your fingers.
Always something. why can't people just get along?
Because they just can't.
Are you going to talk?
That's just bad. Dead air. Dead air. We got dead air.
What do you mean?
Nothing. Just seeing if you were paying attention.
Oh.
Oh, we need to talk. I got an idea that I wanted to run by you, see if he was interested.
What?
You know how he was talking about doing the commentary thing and throwing it up on YouTube?
Mm-hmm. No.
How about our first movie that we do is Frankenstein's Army?
We should do it as mimes.
Can I be in it?
I really want to
see the video.
That
just do the whole mime it.
Actually, you know what?
Is that out yet?
Have you got any experience with miming?
Can I be in it?
That's close out.
Actually, the teaser trailers made it look horrible. I mean, were interesting. And then you've seen all the pictures and stuff popping up, and you know, but nothing's really for. But they got the actual trailer I seen today, and the trailer makes it look pretty interesting.
Sweet.
So, it's actually got some pretty cool stuff. I was getting kind of worried there for a while. I figured it'd be a ton of shit.
It'll be good. I think he's just real limited on his budget, man. That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah, but how much did those fucking trailers cost him when he did it for Worst Case Scenario? I mean...
Yeah, but that's doing a trailer and doing a full-length movie, man.
Well, yeah, but I mean, still, I mean, how could you not get financing with those trailers? That's what I don't understand.
Well, he must not have, because it's taken, what, 8 years?
I don't know.
How long we've been watching those Worst Case Scenario trailers?
They're still awesome, though. Still awesome.
Worst case scenario.
That'd be good. Do they have a release date for it?
I think it's September coming out. But I think it's one of those deals like Cockneys and Zombies is in limited theaters right now.
Right.
And I think it comes out like next week or the week after. And I think the Frankenstein Army thing is going to see limited run.
Wait, so are you guys filming a movie?
No.
Oh, because if you were, could I be in it?
No.
Why you have not? To be the mime.
You gotta be the mime.
Fine, I can mime.
You could be the little troll that lives in the trash can.
You should.
Okay.
We should film a movie.
We should.
And we can make Billy be in it.
Okay.
My Billy doll.
We could totally do a movie. Yeah, like she said.
You wanna rub my durian candy?
Yeah.
What's that?
Touch my durian candy.
Eat it. Eat it.
Isn't there a scream? Can't talk. Scream queen actress named Durian Kane.
Play my game.
Oh, no.
She sent me pictures.
My stomach hurts too.
Of her, the JJ, to be in my magazine.
Whoa.
That's disgusting.
Of durian?
Durian. Yep.
The durian pod.
Mm. Eat it.
You'll see.
It won't hurt you, no.
Don't waste them.
She's going to stick it up her nose and blow a bubble.
You're not going to eat it. Yes, she is. That's
my
durian.
She's going to take them home and use them as...
These are my lunch box for the next week.
No, you should feed it to the rats.
I'm going
to
see what happens when I go on a durian diet.
Rats.
I'm going on a durian diet.
Liquid, like processed.
She's
going to
use it as nose.
I'm going to have durian juice. Smoothies. Durian
Wait,
smoothies.
Remember what... I can't remember what his name said. If you eat too much, you'll die or something.
No, you'll
Todd,
foam
yes,
with the mouth.
Todd. You'll what?
Foam with the mouth.
You'll what?
You'll poop yourself and foam with the mouth.
Oh my god. Like I was watching this one show and this dude kills squirrels and eats them.
Ew,
and
that's nice.
And then he like got rabies or something and started foaming out his mouth like blah blah blah.
What was that? Was that the Andy Griffith show?
No, I think it was
That was Honey Boo Boo.
No,
Honey
it Boo-Boo. Wasn't Honey Boo. It was like a TV show. I think it was My Strange Addiction.
It was like.
I'm getting ready to drop ass.
No, it was a thousand
so
ways to
like
die.
Poison.
Oh,
a thousand ways to die. Oh my god.
Yeah.
The worst show ever.
I love it. Except for
Sean's getting ready to lay out some track in here.
I've got bubbly guts.
If you barf on anybody in here except for me, except for her, don't barf.
It's coming
on
out
us.
The back end, not the front.
Oh, Sean, I have to sit by you.
Sorry, I can't help it. I'm old.
Hey, if I fart, you're not lucky either. Right.
One of these days, you're going to have to change my diaper. So I'm going to be like a fragile old man.
No, I'll put you in a house.
Put you in
you're just
going
to put me in a house? Like
just
in,
a old house.
Like two evil eyes, you're just going to
my kids are just going to put me in a tent out back.
Or I'll...
Dig just a hole. Dig a hole.
Or I'll knock you out, put you in one of those, whatever they're called.
Porta-potties?
No. Yeah, I'll put him in a porta-potty.
You're just going to put me in a trash can, put a sheet over it?
No, I'm going to put you in a trash can.
Come by every once in a while and throw in this handful of SpaghettiOs.
No. I'm going to put you in a trash can, dig it down a hole.
You're going to feed him to the suckling?
No. Oh, gosh, I'm trying to talk.
There you go. You should talk about the suckling.
Let's talk about the suckling.
And then I'm going to put a hole in it so he can breathe and dig it underground.
There you go. So the suckling can breathe.
So you can just eat your poop. And drink your pee.
All right, that's enough.
Are you sure that you don't have people at your home right now in the yard that they've been looking for and shit?
The suckling.
Bigfoot lives in my yard.
She's Poopy Brewster.
Who, that? Me?
Could be.
I fart a lot. That's it. One time I was sitting.
I like turtles.
I was living on the. I was sitting on the couch and I had a blanket and I farted and then I lifted the blanket up and I smelt it.
Right. Woo! You know what? This is quality.
We need to take a break for a second.
You cannot cut me off. No. Daddy
you can never cut me off.
I think this has become the Bob show tonight, hasn't it?
Yes, it is.
You're just running with it.
Every time I come.
Look at this. It's like, hey.
Uh oh, look it. Oh,
uh-oh.
You got the official Batman signal.
Uh oh.
Hey, hello?
You said nope. you either talked about Batman or Star Wars too much and he cuts you off on the inside.
But I love Batman.
Easy.
Easy now.
You'll have your time slot.
Whoa.
Wait, no.
We'll be guest on your show.
No, that's Kendall. That's Kendall.
Yeah,
that
Kendall's
loves Batman.
A Batman fan.
Yeah. I would like...
Big Bob's House of Blood. Come on down.
I like Hulk, the Incredible Hulk. He's my favorite superhero.
Incredible Hulk.
Yeah. Hulk smash. Da-da-da. Or Frankenstein. Fire bad.
Frankenstein's a superhero.
He is.
No.
He is. He saved that little girl.
No, he didn't.
Water.
He threw her in the water.
He ate her. That was the cut version. The unrated, they ate her.
Popped her head off like that little flower.
I want your brain to pop. Om, yum, yum, yum.
That's why you don't like fire. You had baby roast.
Roasted suckling.
Roasted suckling.
Oh, the suckling. Todd, have you seen the suckling?
Yes, I have.
Oh, it's a beauty, ain't it?
It is.
It's a beautiful movie. We should have watched The Abomination after that. You seen that where the monster's in the washing machine?
Oh, yeah, that's a good. What's the creatures from the abyss? I like that.
Yeah, with the fish. Mm-hmm. The goofy fish running around.
Thank you.
Just gotta slow down a little bit. You're getting more in on me than I usually talk.
Hey. I'm mini you.
You are though, mini
I'm me. Mini Sean.
You're my stepdaughter and your mom always tells me that she's
that's
you're
why
more and more like me every day.
That's why he calls me Mick Bob. Yes, I am more like you every day.
That's scary, ain't it?
No, it's not. I want to be old and have fun.
Well, you don't have
not
to stop having
old.
Fun.
You're like your grandma.
You know, you don't have to stop. It just happens on
you
its
know,
own.
You know, that's the biggest problem with the world today.
What?
People stop having fun.
I know, like mom. Well, no. I mean, mom's fun, but she's like, since she's working,
people,
she's not
people,
as fun.
People think that you have to stop having fun once you reach a certain age.
That's not true. Like your grandma, she still has fun.
Exactly.
She's like,
yeah, but that's
I like
because
of the medicine.
That's because of medication.
Hey, old people are not crazy. But when I get old, I'm going to be crazy, so.
Unless they have the right medication.
Let's move on.
If you go through life just telling yourself, I'm not going to stop having fun, you'll do good.
Like
never grow up. You got to do that.
Yeah, I'm never going to grow up. I'm always going to be a kid.
I'm
going to go to Neverland.
Keep buying kitty cereal, watching cartoons, and having fun.
Unfortunately,
right.
It costs $58.99 to get into Neverland.
I do believe in fairies.
Yeah.
I do. I do believe in fairies.
We believe in fairies, too. That's why we got the hanky code. You need to back up a little bit. That one kind of hurt my ears.
Sorry.
Hot. That's a hot mic.
Hot mic.
You just learned a radio term. That's a hot mic.
I've been deafened.
Hey.
We're old and deaf already.
Play my game.
I'll be quieter.
No. Take it down to 7.
Take it down to the basement.
Take it down to 7.
You going to watch Uncle Roy's show with me when it comes on TV?
Wait, actually, you're on TV?
It comes on the computer.
Occasionally. Computer TV.
This is the Uncle Roy show you can
this
watch.
This is the wave of the future.
Well, sometimes, yeah.
Well, sometimes.
Sean, can we make our own radio show?
We'll see.
No. About me and you.
Just call it the Bob
life.
Show.
The
yeah.
Sean and Michaela fart show.
Yeah.
No, the Bob show. The Bob
two,
show.
Two far, just call it two farts show. Are better than one.
Yep.
She's already got my nickname.
Uh-oh.
Sean Bob.
No.
Or Mick Bob.
What'd you say you wanted on the hat?
The Mighty Mick.
Oh, there it
or,
is.
See, or
there it is.
Bob,
how about the Mighty Mini Mick?
No.
Or how about the the mini Mighty Mick.
I want the Mighty Mick, just like you. I want to be just like you.
Then you
like
might get
you.
Some Irishman upset from reading the back of your
what
hat.
What about me? My last name's Mick.
No, it's not.
McClaws.
I don't believe that. I probably
What
do.
If you wear that hat and some Irishman sees it and gets mad at you for calling him a Mick?
But then he's just going to have to deal
he
with
goes,
it.
What the hell are you?
Don't make me get here.
The West of Ireland.
Sticks and huggles. Let's have a huggles music.
All right, let's move on with our show.
Where are we at on time, Todd?
Yeah, when's our break?
Break is gone. And
yeah,
we
break's
are,
gone.
We've got about 10 minutes.
We got 10 minutes. Damn.
Why is the break gone?
Well, it's because we talked through it and Todd adds it in later.
He edits.
He edits
through
it.
through the magical world of editing.
Because we lay down so much in an hour, people can't handle it all at one time, so we have to break it up. So they can go
through
vomit.
The magical world of editing. He turns his train wreck into a show.
it gives them like 5 minutes to find something better to listen to.
And then when they can't find anything, they just go back to our show.
We're reeling them in with the classical music, and then we're taking a dump all over their forehead.
That's how it works.
We badger them for 30 minutes, and then they run away and find some peace, secluded area to hide in.
Don't eat those.
You're trying to shit already.
I want a man to eat.
What was I
going to
say? What were we just talking about?
Eat the durian.
Talking about how Todd takes a turd and turns it into a diamond.
Hey, we do need to mention before I forget, August 15th in Omaha, if anybody lives in that area, Bobcat Goldthwait will be premiering the new Bigfoot movie, Willow Creek, at Funny Bones Comedy Club.
Willow Creek. Is it going to be a lost footage movie?
It is, man, and you probably won't like it because they said that they don't show Bigfoot. It's all in your imagination as they're in the tent.
They can take that found footage. Stick up there.
It's in the tent. He's supposed to do it real well, man. All the reviews for it have been good. So
bullshit.
He says it like this: every Bigfoot movie you see, you finally bring up the hype to when Bigfoot's going to appear, and then you're like, oh my god, that's stupid.
Because nobody ever shows it.
This is great. I love
they
it.
They always use some cheap like suit guy wearing
Abominable,
a rug.
Abominable showed it. They did it right.
It's just like the last three Bigfoot movies I watched. Everything is just the back end walking away. You don't get to see anything. It's just a big piece of rug.
What do we got going on over here? What's happening?
To these more often.
She's farting.
Why are you pooping right behind Raya like that? What has she done to you? Poop.
I need to start coming to these more often. Don't
eat them. What is going on? We had three of them. Todd even ate two. He loved it.
It's pretty
hard
stuff,
really.
It's delicious.
Don't be a chicken shit. Eat the durian.
Don't be a chicken shit. Eat the goddamn candy.
What's wrong with you, a mime? You a mime?
Vomit.
Sweet. I need to start coming to these way more often. It's so much fun.
It's even better when you're drunk.
I don't care
you're
gonna
be all, you're gonna be
it's
all
even better when you're juiced up and drunk.
I'm not allowed to drink.
I'm going to bring some Fireball whiskey next time.
And
we're
gonna
get shit hammered.
It'd be so much fun. And if you say no, I'm gonna sneak in the back of the car.
You gonna do whiskey shooters with us?
No, I'm not allowed to drink.
I won't tell.
It tastes like cinnamon Kool-Aid. You'll love it.
No,
it's
I'm
pretty
not
good
allowed
stuff.
To drink.
You already threw out the shit bomb twice on the air. What's up, little whiskey?
And when it comes to whiskey, you're not drinking it.
Yeah,
and you're talking about burying people in your yard.
You sip it.
No,
you sip it like a fine Kool-Aid.
I'm 10, and I'm not gonna break the law.
You're in Shine Country, honey.
Too bad.
If you ain't riding the shine.
You're in Indian country. When
you might as well shut her down if you ain't riding the shine.
When you're in Indian country, you do like the Indians and drink the whiskey.
No.
drink the wine. Drink the wine.
No.
Had an echo on it.
Ooh, you like that? That was Jim
Pepsi.
Jones coming through the microphone.
Yeah. I would
Ooh,
drink Pepsi.
Whoa.
That's some.
I would drink Pepsi.
Shoot Pepsi?
I'll take a glass. And
I'm going to shoot the Coke.
I'll take a shot glass and I'll put Pepsi in it and I'll drink the Pepsi.
You're a chucklehead.
Call it a Bob Pop.
What did I just say?
That'd be
earlier?
A Bob Pop.
I said I'm not chucklehead. What did I say?
You're a Bob Pop.
What'd you say?
I said I'm a shiphead.
Shiphead. Good sensor. Good sensor. See, Michelle, we've got etiquette here. We've got proper grammar etiquette.
Mom. I know. My mom always told me not to cuss.
I'm sorry, Mama. I didn't mean to hurt you.
Except one time.
I didn't mean to make you cry.
When I'm running errands with my mom. Like, one time, except for one time when my sister was babysitting me.
She's taking over the show.
Yes, except for one time.
You know, if you get more feedback from this show than I do,
we're shutting
over the
it
last
down
50 that
her.
I've done.
We're shutting it down and giving it
I'm going to be driving you down here every Friday, and you can record your own show.
Well, I love everybody that listens to the show.
Well, we do, too, but that don't mean
they
love us.
Yeah, they don't talk to us. They don't let us know.
Well, I still
we just have to assume.
Wait till you get your first flaming package on the porch.
I love everybody on this show. So
I love you guys.
Wait till you get your first flaming package.
If you know my stepdad, tell him that you love me, too, because I love you anyway.
We'll make a personal dubstep song for anybody that calls in.
Yeah. We'll make you your own song if you say that you love me.
And it'll start with, I'm sorry, Mama.
Made her make you cry. You're gonna get tons of mail.
We're gonna have lawyers calling us.
I'm
boy.
Gonna what?
You're gonna have tons of mail showing up at the house now.
Yeah. Oh my gosh! If you really do, if everybody that listens to the show, they're all gonna be lawyers.
You might get One Direction calling you, going, "My God, you're a genius!"
Oh my gosh! If One Direction listens to this, you
they do. I heard the One Direction's a huge fan of the show.
In my whole entire world, especially Niall.
They like to listen to us
Niall.
While they get manicures done.
What is hey. One Direction?
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Matthew. Hey, let's save that for another show. It's a boy band.
It's a boy. Okay.
It's a boy band.
They're the spokesperson for the Hanky Club.
She looks
like
she's getting ready to have a seizure and a crap or something.
Take it down.
How come you're not down seeing Taylor Swift tonight?
Breathe.
She's in town tonight, Taylor Swift.
She's in town breaking
hearts.
We should
have broadcasted live from in front of the Sprint Center.
Here we are, live from downtown Sprint Arena.
Thank you.
We're at the Taylor Swift Spectacular.
We got Taylor Swift locked up in the trunk right now.
We make it an exclusive with Taylor Swift. Or we might get tasered.
We are never, ever, ever.
That's what we need to do is go down there and show up with microphones.
Let Matt go pantless down by the exits.
Taylor! It's an important question.
Send him a
who wants a free candy bag?
Me.
Candy
okay.
bags.
I'm allergic to pants.
Oh, ew.
It's they chafe. Summertime.
They chafe me something horrible.
Dye your hair yellow.
Hey, I dyed my hair blue, and then got onto my scalp, and then I became psycho.
I think it seeped into your head.
You was drinking the dye, wasn't you?
No.
You was tugging off the bottle?
I'd be like, no.
Did you poop Smurfs for a week?
Yeah.
I bet.
I pooped the girl Smurf, and she was like, let me out.
There was a couple
out.
Of Cosby kids in the toilet today. I seen those.
Yeah. The kids wanted to go to the water park. The kids wanted to go to the water park. Yeah. But
on that note, we'd like to dedicate the show to Trayvon Martin and carrying on.
They just weren't able to go down the water slide. Because you forgot to pay the admission fee.
That's why they didn't go down the water slide.
Yeah. So you never flush.
That ride ain't free, baby.
We went through this flushing thing earlier.
I know. I'm 10 and I don't flush.
Nobody wants to see.
She was just
crap,
trying to.
Kiddo.
She was trying to teach the kids to swim in the
if
pool.
If One Direction is listening
all
to
the Cosby
this,
kids
that's
drowned
a lie.
They were all at the
she was trying
of
to
the
keep
pool.
The. She was trying
what
to teach the kids to swim in the shallow pool.
Except for I love you, One Direction.
She believes in keeping the Browns in the bowl.
She all wanted them to go One Direction.
I have a joke that I want to tell right now. Oh. I have a joke that I want to tell. Can I tell it?
I don't know. Is it good or bad?
It's the joke I told you in the car.
Uh-oh.
I forgot what it was.
Can you want to hear it? Who wants to hear it?
I want to hear it. Let's hear it.
Does it
include a pineapple?
No. Your mom is so ugly, One Direction went the other way.
Oh.
That's straight
no,
up.
No, you didn't.
Don Rickles collection.
No, you didn't. Don't be talking that trash in the hood. They'll tell you to take it back to the playground.
Yeah.
Trash don't come up. Prices do.
Oh, shit.
She's throwing the gauntlet now. She's dropping the pimp cup.
She's going to be getting gold teeth.
her pimp hand's getting strong now.
You going to pour some for your homies before we leave tonight?
Well, yeah. Sorry.
Bob's going to dedicate the show to Tupac and...
carry.
No, I'm dedicating the show to One Direction.
We miss you, Biggie.
We've already done that enough already.
We miss you, Biggie.
One Direction's already been taken care of.
One Direction's already been flushed.
You're right. With that joke, I burn them apart.
Wait until you discover the Partridge Family. It's going to be a whole new world for you.
Yep.
Better redneck and ass.
Do you believe in magic?
You're so grounded when we get home.
Why?
For pulling all
You know what
out.
You got to do right now before you get home?
You know how many apology letters I'm going to be writing tonight?
I'm sorry, Mama.
What if Honey Boo Boo listens to
You know,
this?
We only got like 3 or 4 people that listen to this show on a regular basis, and I think we lost about all of them right now.
Hey.
They're all huge One Direction fans, so we probably gained about 16.
Well, I actually probably burned a couple away with my One Direction joke.
No, that'll probably be on Jay Leno tonight. By the way,
I'll have some shit for sale down at Crypticon.
My school bus is my limo.
Some DVDs and some shit. And
some actual shit.
You're gonna some have thing.
Like,
yeah.
Bottle, like a pink
bottle
turds.
We should do some
juicy.
We should do some vacu-sack turds.
Vacu-sack
turds.
Vacu-sack
turds. You gotta get juicy. You like some plaster Paris.
Everybody
and
does.
Form some Uncle Roy turds and sign them.
Okay.
Turd in a jar.
Should I plaster cast my parts?
Plaster cast your ass.
It's gotta be juicy.
Put it all in like a mason jar, and it's like the Uncle Roy's party pack. Like
there you go.
You know,
like our brains.
Uncle Roy's House of Toys.
You get some trimmings and some.
We should roast a turkey and give turkey out to people.
Serve it with no hands. Just walk around. Turkey. And say, "Who wants turkey?"
Just a big roast of turkey on a stick.
Carve it. Just carve it off.
Have it on a stick like they do at El Chamas.
It'd be the stuffing.
Just put it on their plates with our hands, just like a big handful.
We could pay the celebrities and slice turkey.
True.
That's about $40 worth of turkey.
You get one up.
We could see how long it takes Richard Keel to get up and get a slice of turkey.
Hey, Richard, you got to put them shiny. You got to put them shiny teeth into the turkey, Richard.
I ain't signing nothing.
Sit there and take bets across the room how long it takes him to get up.
Till I get the spleen, I'm
Richard
not signing
might get
nothing.
Two. He might get two.
Does he even get up and go to the bathroom, or is he just...
He just craps wherever he is. He's got a person that cleans up.
Like the guy at the...
He's got a keel cart.
Well, the guy at the piss bucket that night at that show.
Oh,
we went to.
Jesus. Splashing it all over the crowd.
I've seen a TV show where people
down here,
have
Chief.
Bags in their snacks.
Empty me.
I'm down here, Chief. Can you fill my pee cup?
I've seen the show where they have
with
to...
With the Freddie Mercury documentary. Oh, we got to wind
wrap
up.
It. And we're done.
Just got the finger.
Take us out, Bob. Take us out.
Oh, what? Okay. Good night, everybody.
Oh, see.
I love you guys.
You didn't even say who our sponsors are.
Oh, I spoke to One Direction.
Diabolic DVD. No.
And Uncle Roy and Sean and everybody that's
We're
listening to the show.
We're
I don't
not
care.
Sponsors.
I don't care.
We got Diabolic DVD.
I don't
They're
care.
A sponsor.
And Yuki Love.
Who, I'm a sponsor?
Listen to that ego. She don't even care who our sponsors
Diabolic
are.
Diabolic DVD's our sponsor.
I'm sponsoring everybody in this whole entire universe.
Well, hell, give me $5.
All right, we're done for this week.